think it's very important that principals understand that there is a decision process that the IEP team and teachers should go through in making decisions or choosing accommodations or deciding whether a student is going to take the standard assessment or an alternate assessment. And I think the beginning of that decision process is really the expectations surrounding what standards, what content that student with a disability is expected to learn. If we expect, which we should for the vast majority of students with disabilities, that they will be fully included in the standards and therefore have full access to the subject matter content, to the, quote, general education curriculum, then, of course, those students are going to be assessed using the same state and or district assessments. So the question then becomes, should the student have an accommodation or not? And again, the decision there is not simply, let's give them as many accommodations as possible because it might help their score. It really is, do we need to give certain accommodations to offset the impact of the disability? Let's take a simple example. A child who has a visual impairment obviously is going to need some sort of an accommodation on a paper pencil test to be able to read the material. However, if that child is a hearing impaired child, it's not going to be particularly helpful, and it might actually impair that child's performance to give him or her a large print version of the test, or certainly a braille version, because obviously this is something that the child does not use during instruction and it would not be helpful. So we need to think about accommodations, even though those are the most obvious examples, we need to think about all accommodations with that in mind. We also need to consider accommodations by subtest or the test demands, the assessment demands. Obviously, some tests, like a reading comprehension or a reading test, if you use a reader, someone who is going to read the test to the student, you're going to nullify that score. That's going to become a score that's considered a non-standard score because the accommodation really destroyed the validity of the information that you're getting from that. You're not learning anything about how well the child can read. You're learning how well the child can listen to a reader and respond to certain questions. So those kinds of decisions are not just something that can be made quickly or in isolation. It does require that the IEP team understand a lot about the assessment itself and what kinds of decisions and what kinds of inferences you want to make from the scores that come from that assessment. And, of course, they must know the student. Now, let's assume that we have a child who has a significant cognitive-based disability, and the decision of the IEP team has been that that child's path of study is more functional, is more career vocationally oriented. Then the decision to test that child on the state or district assessment, which is going to be measuring subject matter, content like math or English language arts, is really not going to give you any valid information about what that student is learning in his curriculum or in his course of study. And so in that case, you probably do need to select an alternate assessment to have some valid information about the student's progress in the particular curriculum that he's pursuing.